Bohemian Rhapsody is the story of the legendary rock band Queen and lead singer Freddie Mercury. The movie is nominated for 5 Academy Awards. One of the songs written by Freddie Mercury in 1976 is "You Take My Breath Away." What takes your breath away? A star-studded sky on a clear moonlight night? Standing on the shore of the Gulf of Mexico and marveling at the vastness of the ocean? Beholding the snow-capped peaks of the Rockies or Alps? Or peering down from the rim into the Grand Canyon? Often when we encounter such natural wonders, the beauty takes our breath away. Beholding the majesty and magnitude of God's creation reminds us of 2 truths. First, God's power is beyond anything we could ever hope to imagine or describe. Second, God created all of this beauty and wonder for us to live in because God loves us. If something takes our breath away, we feel surprise and admiration because it is so beautiful or exciting. The scriptures today recount 2 experiences that took the breath away from Isaiah and Simon Peter. An experience of God absolutely overwhelms Isaiah. He hears the seraphim cry out one to the other in what has become the most often sung hymn. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory. In the gospel, Simon Peter follows Jesus' instructions, and he and his fellow fishermen are overwhelmed with their catch. Jesus' power and grace, somewhat surprisingly on their humble fishing boat, takes their breath away. Like Peter, we need to renew our awe at the power and love that leads us to fall on our knees and recognize our littleness and our desire to become all God intends us to be. I have selected this weekend to share with you my thoughts about an instrument that has been a living and breathing musical tradition of the Universal Church over the centuries. And that instrument is our pipe organ. Music historians believe churches introduced the pipe organ about the 10th century. Its association with sacred spaces is as strong as the association of shoes with feet. Here at St. Francis, our organ has been part of our liturgical worship for over 5 decades. A few weeks ago, the organ tuner appeared on my doorstep unexpectedly. "I'm here to repair your organ," I said. "I did not call anyone to fix the organ." He replied, "Yes, I know, but the neighbors called." To assure the future of this rich tradition of sacred music, and with the advice of the pastoral and finance councils, we established 2 years ago an organ committee to research the condition of our present organ. We obtained proposals to either refurbish or replace it with a new instrument. With the assistance of an organ consultant and thoughtful research and planning, the committee determined that remodeling and refurbishing the existing organ is cost prohibitive and limiting. The current organ is in disrepair and on life support, and we must replace it with a new organ. A new organ will enhance the worship of you, our parishioners, and the numerous visitors who join us throughout the liturgical year. The organ's sound lifts and sustains the singing voice of the congregation. Through each phrase, the organ guides each breath and sets the character of the song through its wide range of voices. The organ can play from the quietest piano to the broadest forte. And it does so with a countless number of sound combinations, breathing musical life into any part of the gospel story. The majestic sound of an organ, coupled with its unique ability to support singing, make it the best and most practical accompanying instrument. Is an organ absolutely necessary for corporate worship? Absolutely not. But the reality is that most congregations need accompanying instruments. And for our church, the organ is best suited for that. Over the past several years, we have made multiple upgrades to this church and our campus facilities, including remodeling the parish center, upkeep on the rectory, preserving the stainless, priceless, magnificent stained glass windows, and 6 new ACE air conditioned units for the school building. And with your stewardship and the guidance of the finance council, the parish is on outstanding financial footing. I do not see any other major renovations or building projects on the horizon. And as the centennial anniversary of the dedication of St. Francis of Assisi Church approaches in 2021, the installation of a new pipe organ is the final jewel in the crown of our historic Uptown Church. So today I am announcing officially a capital campaign for our new organ. I have asked Stan and Cindy Ellington to chair the campaign. They have already been hard at work to ensure its success. During the Our Organ, an Instrument for Peace campaign, I am asking every parishioner to prayerfully consider a gift for this important signature project critical to our liturgy and music ministry. The cost of the new organ, including installation, is $600,000. Hearing that dollar amount probably takes your breath away. With the help of Stan and Cindy and their campaign leadership committee, we have already have pledges from multiple parishioners totaling $186,000. After the 4 p.m. Mass yesterday, we received an additional $10,000 donation. Members of the campaign cabinet will be available after Mass today and also next weekend for you to learn more about the campaign and to answer any questions or pick up one of the packets. My father once asked me if I ever thought of registering for a donor card. I replied that he was a man after my own heart. Yes, we are asking you to become an organ donor. Last week, while dining at Christ the King Retreat Center in Sacramento, a server offered me a fortune cookie for dessert. The fortune read, and this is the truth, "New financial resources will soon become available to you." However, I believe the odds of gaining new financial resources are much better coming from your generous stewardship than betting on the lottery numbers inside the fortune cookie. With 100% participation from our church parish, no matter how large or how small, I am confident that we can meet our goal. Simon and his companions called on their partners who shared their labors in fishing to come and help them in securing their catch. Join us as we cast our nets into deep waters, hoping for a catch. It is Jesus Christ who fills our nets and calls us to conversion as we strive to live in the surge and waves of worldly things. On behalf of the parish leadership, thank you for considering an investment in the liturgical and sacramental life of our friendly church. For in our worship, music, and song, God is glorified.